Hey, this is Carl Hauck, and if you enjoy independent music, then check out Sounds of the Streets on the LA Edge Web Radio Network.
Such a time for a shoestring or a finger.
What's up, everybody? Chris here. I'm an owner and operator, along with my wife, LA, of the LA Edge Web Radio Network. LA can't be here right now for this, but sends her sincerest apologies and wishes you nothing but the best in 2017. I would like to welcome you to this listening experience if you are a new LA Edge Web Radio listener. And if you're a returning listener, I want to give you a very, very special thank you. You guys are the backbone to LA Edge Web Radio. You're the fuel that runs the fire. So we have been working really, really hard behind the scenes trying to make this the best experience possible. Because in time and with your support, what we are hoping is to make LA Edge Web Radio the go-to place for your best podcasting experience. It's a new year, so why not give you the latest lineup of our weekly programming? On Mondays, tune in at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course, for the debut of a new paranormal experience. Join host Kevin Malone as he explores and uncovers the realm of the paranormal on his podcast, Transcending the Unknown. This guy knows his stuff, folks, so be sure to tune into this one. Now, on Tuesdays, it's going to get a bit interesting because I'm going to try to silence the critics, or at least wake them up, as I debut my solo open topic podcast, That Podcast with That Guy. So I need your help. I need topics. I need you guys to email me at laedgewebradio@gmail.com and give me any questions, concerns, bitches, complaints, whatever. I am going to take your topics and make that into the theme of the podcast. So your topic will be the theme of a podcast. It's almost like it's your own little podcast with me answering your questions or concerns or whatever. So email me at laedgewebradio@gmail.com and help me get this thing rolling. Wednesdays host the return of our trial run political show, The Chalk Line of a Nation, but we've changed it up a bit. Mike and Kevin and myself all talked and we said, you know what? Let's not make this the same old cookie cutter political talk podcast. We know how those things are, right? So we decided we're going to mix it up a bit. And we're going to add a bit of a more of a humorous twist. We're going to make it fun. We're going to make you laugh instead of being mad or disgruntled or negative. We're going to try to make you laugh about the political scene in the United States. Because, after all, it's ridiculous. Thursdays are for our fellow gamers. Tune into the New Generations of Gaming podcast every Thursday afternoon as my son and myself discuss the topics of video gaming. We will share new beta experiences, rate the games, and share all the latest news. So join Brady and I for this fun and informational podcast. Monday through Thursdays, we have every show going on. Also, keep in mind that our flagship show that started it all for us, She Said, He Said, and our very popular show, Sounds of the Streets, they're still both very, very active in our library of programming, but we're just awaiting their returns. But they will be back, so don't worry. Again, thank you for supporting us by tuning into our network. We really, really do appreciate you guys. This is why we do this. We just want to entertain and give you guys something positive instead of the same old negativity and drama that fills our days. We want to be happy, folks. We need to be happy. So why not tune into a podcast that's going to make you laugh a little bit? It's healthy. Don't forget to keep up with the latest info by visiting our social media outlets on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also download the free Stitcher app and take us with you on your travels. And don't forget, you can catch up on all the archived episodes by visiting our website at laedgewebradio.com. LA Edge Web Radio, it's where it's at. The following program is an LA Edge Web Radio exclusive and is rated NC-17 for adult language and content. That means if you do not condone adult language and content and do not want your child exposed to adult language and content, then turn this shit off right now. LA Edge Web Radio is not responsible for the upbringing of your child or is not responsible for what your child listens to or is exposed to. LA Edge Web Radio strongly supports the broadcasting rating system and therefore does not condone anyone under the NC-17 age rating listening to this program. Thank you. Now, on to the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the third? Is this the third episode of that podcast with that guy? I'm your host, Chris, and it is a special day episode. Some things came up with scheduling, so Brady and I ran the Generations of Gaming video game talk podcast on Tuesday, and instead of it being ran on Thursday, I said, well, let's just put that podcast with that guy on Thursday. That way, we still have something going each day, Monday through Thursday. So I'm here. And I'm here to talk about a few things today. You know, I know a lot of people wrote in about topics. There's some really, really good topics, adoption versus abortion. Somebody wrote in and asked about, do men go through menopause? they asked to stay anonymous, so I'm sorry for snickering. It was funny when I read it because I was like, you know, I kind of feel like that maybe we do as men. Now, it was written by a woman. Like I said, asked to be anonymous, but it was a female writing in. She stipulated that. And so I wanted to kind of touch base on this one a little bit. But I was also going to talk about various things today. Weather patterns and this and that. Just all kinds of weird stuff that's been really affecting me lately. But do men go through menopause? You know, I don't know if it's a form of menopause as much as it is, I believe, a midlife crisis. My thing is really simple. You know, I'm growing my hair out a little bit, kind of going through a rebellious phase right now. Have a daughter on the way, and so I figured before she's born, I'll just go through and get all this stuff out of my system. So I can turn off kid mode and turn on parent mode. Now, I know a lot of people are out there like, no, you can't turn off kid mode, you know, you have to keep that on and be friends, and I'll get into that in a second. But real quick, just to answer the question about do men go through menopause, according to science and medical research, no, they do not. But I know that this lady's probably writing in regards to a man being very, becoming very, I don't even know the term to use, because, like, I'm going to speak personally about myself. Now that I'm past 40, and I'm in my early 40s, almost mid-40s at this point, but once I hit 40 years old, I basically said, you know what, I'm tired of putting up with people's BS, you know, I'm tired of drama. You know, I played the nice guy for a very, very long time in my life. Way too long. I was always the peacekeeper. I was always the dude to get in the middle and be like, guys, you know, calm down. Or girls, calm down, you know, when they were fighting over me. But, no, I'm joking. But, you know, I was always the dude that would be like, hey, we need to just kind of talk about this. You know, we can't be fighting. You know, what's the purpose of fighting? It doesn't solve anything. Nobody wins. There's a loser. There's a winner. The loser has sore feelings. It's never the same. Let's talk it through. You know, because that was my mentality of being raised by my grandparents, who God rest their souls, I'm so grateful for them raising me, because they taught me such great morals. But the morals that I've chosen for myself now that I'm 40, it goes against what I was raised on. You know, I was raised to kind of be a pacifist, you know, to just kind of allow others to act the way they do and say things that they do and not say anything. I'm now to the point where I'm just going to call people out, you know, and I've called people out on various things. A lot of people don't care for me doing that, but guess what? I'm done being the person to tell people what they want to hear, and I'm now the person that tells people what they need to hear, because there's a huge difference, and people really need to realize that. Because in today's day and age, for men, especially in their middle age, speaking as a middle-aged man, we don't have time for it. We have too much other stuff going on in our lives that we don't have time to put up with other people's drama, especially if those people aren't willing to change. and they just kind of try to brush it under the rug, or, you know, put up this wall so they don't want to allow anybody in. But then it festers, you know, and it festers, and they just become more and more dramatic, more and more negative, and they don't realize the way that it affects the people around them. Well, I'm just distancing myself from people who do nothing but bitch and complain or start shit or cause drama. You know, I don't have time for it. Yeah, I'm focusing on my family. I don't have a lot left. So I'm focusing on the family I have left, and then everybody else can fall second. And I'm sorry if I offend anybody by saying it in that manner, but that's just the way I look at it. I don't have time for drama. And maybe that's what this person who wrote in asking about if do men go through menopause, maybe that's the characteristics or the outlook or the views or morals of the person that she may be speaking of. But talk to the person. That would be my advice. Just talk to him and say, hey, I noticed you've gone through kind of an attitude change or a change on life, outlook on life. You know, what's going on? Especially if it's a spouse or a significant other or somebody of that nature, parent, sibling, you definitely want to, you know, show concern and you want to get to the bottom of it. Now, if it's a friend, you could still talk to them. If they get offended by you asking or say, I haven't changed, then that just tells you step away. Let them deal with whatever they're dealing with. And if they need you, they'll ask for it. Because if you're trying to help somebody and they get real standoffish or real snippy, just let them alone. You know, just don't even bother. Because all it's going to do is stress you out. And they're not going to solve anything. And it's just going to cause more friction. So just let them have their space. Let them figure it out on their own. Now, on to... I hope that answered your question, by the way. Thank you for writing in to laedgewebradio@gmail.com. Everybody listening, please write in with topics. Ask me anything, and I will give you my view on it. laedgewebradio@gmail.com. That's try to say that three times fast, right? That's laedgewebradio@gmail.com. You can also go over to laedgewebradio.com. Go to the Contact Us section and send in your request that way. Now, if there's not a selection for that podcast with that guy, we're still updating stuff with the new shows that have recently debuted. So just put it under any of the shows that are there. It'll come to the same email account. I'll find it. I will get it. Now, let me touch base real quick on something I talked about earlier, because it was something I kind of wanted to talk about. When it comes to being a parent, is there a time to shut off the inner child? You know, like the inner child that might, like myself, I'm very sarcastic. I've been told that I'm very blunt. I've been told that I'm very brutal. But that's who I am. If people took the time to understand where I came from in life, they would understand why I'm the way that I am. Had a lot of shit go on in my childhood. Let me just put it that way. But I kind of take that as compliments. If people say that I'm brutal, or if I'm blunt, or if I act like a child, a man child. You know, that's why I have my blog, The Mind of a Man Child, because I just am constantly coming up with these crazy thoughts and ideas. So, as a parent, though, is there a right time to say, okay, done being the kid, it's time to be a parent? Because to me, I don't want to change who I am. I don't want to be fake. I don't want to put on some act or try to be somebody that I truly am not. I'm not going to not be true to myself because I may act a certain way around my child that's ridiculous or even on the equivalent age level of the child. My outlook on life is have fun. You know, I mean, if you're one of those parents that's not a parent, but you're too worried about trying to be cool and hip and dress like your kid and talk like your kid, then it's time to do a little bit of a reevaluation and say, hey, wait a minute, I am the parent here. I look like an idiot. Because I've seen a lot of these parents out there, you know, and their little yuppie kids, you know, walking around with them, dressed the same, same Ugg boots, same little, you know, sweaters and pants and little hats and all that crap. It's cute for a magazine picture or something. Say, oh, look at that outfit. You can buy it at Kohl's or you can buy it wherever. I don't have an affiliation with Kohl's, so you just got a cheap plug, Kohl's, so be thankful. But, you know, I see these people out there and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, come on. Like, please tell me that you're not treating your child the exact same way that, like, that you would treat, like, a friend or something, you know, you'd be hanging out with. Because there's one thing to be a friend with, you know, your child, and to be friends with your kids. I think that's great. But I've witnessed so many parents who push it to a whole new level. You know, like, oh, well, if you want to use the house for your party this weekend, you can. And it's like, no, don't promote parties. You know, if it's a birthday celebration or, you know, if it's a cheerleading squad or Girl Scouts or something coming over, that's one thing. But if your child's, like, in high school and is wanting to have a party with all their high school friends, don't promote that. Because parties with teenagers only lead to more parties that lead to more things and lead to trouble. You know, so, I don't know. That's where I stand on the parent. You know, parent switch, kid switch. Do you turn the kid switch off to be a better parent, or do you just continue to be who you are? I look at it like this. Be who you are. Let your child be who they are. Don't push your child to be somebody that you want them to be. Let them figure out who they want to be on their own. You know, it might look cute to dress them in the same clothes that you wear, but did you ever stop to think that maybe that little girl or little boy might not want to dress that way? You know, maybe they want to dress their own way. So, you know, and now, I mean, if you're the parent dressing like the child, I mean, let them have their independence. Let them wear their outfit. You don't have to showboat and say, hey, look, I'm just as cute as my kid. Because you know what? The moment that you had a heartbeat inside of you as a mother to be, you gave up that right to you know, be cooler than your kid or try to outshine and be the center of attention, because now that child should be the center of attention. That's just the way I look at it. And our daughter's coming very soon, a couple months, and you know, I look at it like this. She is going to be the center of our world, you know, and I'm not going to change who I am, but I'm not going to try to take the focus off of her, because all the attention I want to be on her, because she's going to need it, you know, with upbringing, with, you know, being a new child, new life into the world, she's going to need a lot of attention and a lot of guidance. So just remember that everything you do as a parent reflects strongly on your child, and your child shadows everything you do. So, you know, if you want to be that kid parent who likes to have fun and enjoy things like myself, that's cool. But just remember, your child still needs to look up to you for guidance. And remember that it can be fun and it can be a blast, but at the same time, you've also got to remember, I still need to be a parent, and I still need to make sure that, you know, this fun and this games aren't, you know, going to be something that's going, you know, to maybe lead them off track of what they really need to be focused on, moral-wise, or whatever it may be. You know, if you're doing something with a school project and you just have fun with it, and, you know, just remember that the child needs to know that they're responsible for this project. You know, just because, you know, mom and dad or whoever, your grandparents, aunts, whatever, siblings are helping with this project, that it's still their responsibility to make sure that the project gets complete. And, you know, you can help them with it, but let them do it. Don't do it for them. I know I'm way off track here. It's just the way my mind works. Sorry. I apologize. If you want to understand more about my mind, go read my blog. Man of a Mind. Yeah. The Mind of a Man-Child. See, I can't even say it right. But yeah, but that's my thoughts on that. I wanted to talk about weather really quick. This crazy, crazy weather we're having. What does everybody think about it? Write me. Let me know. What's your weather been like where you live? I know it's been some really, really record highs all throughout the United States. But I also see that where it's going to be 74 degrees here in Maryland, where I live, in a day or two, there's a possible snowstorm pushing across the Midwest. So everybody's been talking about, oh, this weather's great, this weather's great. And the thing that people are forgetting is that although this weather is great, it's still February. It's still considered winter. It might feel like spring weather, but just remember, there's still that winter chill in the air. You can get sick as a dog. You can hear it in my voice. You know, I was sick a couple weeks ago, and I still never really got over the whole throat thing. So, you know, pop a throat lozenge here and there and let it do its thing. Drink lots of tea with honey and water and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, this weather is crazy. What do you guys think it is? My opinion? I think it's signs of the end of the world. I really do. I really do. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist or anything, but just the crazy climate change that we've had. I mean, I remember just 20 years ago, you know, being in my early to mid-20s, and having winters that would last through March, you know, and we actually had some seasons. We had winter that would turn into spring. We'd have spring for, you know, a month or so, and then it would turn into summer, but it would gradually increase in temperature for summer. Now we go from winter, which you see what we have, 74 degrees forecasted for Maryland in February. It's crazy. We go from that to, okay, we'll have some more winter weather, to, oh, it's spring. Let it be, you know, 70, 74 degrees for, I don't know, a week or two. And then, bam, humidity rises through the roof. It's hot. It's sticky. It's nasty. All the way from May, even part of April, all the way to the end of summer, to September, October, we have this humidity that's just nasty. And I truly believe that it's starting to become to where we're having more warmer weather for a lot longer periods of the year than what we have colder weather. And I truly believe that in time, our winters are going to be a matter of a month, if that. And when it gets warm, it's going to be hot. And I mean, East Coast is going to be 110 to 120 degrees, and it's just going to continue to rise and rise and rise. And in, you know, however many generations behind mine, they're going to witness the point of where you can't even go outside to survive because the heat's going to be that bad. I really, truly believe that. And I think that that's why these crazy temperatures are hitting us right now. I mean, people are flipping out over it. People are driving with their convertible tops down and windows down. And I'm like, it's February, people. Come on, you're going to be sick. You know, if you have a child in the vehicle, please don't do that. I know it's nice weather, but guess what? It's going to be spring in just a couple months. You'll have the same kind of weather. And it's the time of year when you can do that kind of stuff. But don't do it right now in February, because it's still February. I can't even say it. It's still February. All right? So please, please take caution with this weather, because, oh my God, there's so many people that are sick. in my area alone, there it's like everybody I see on Facebook that we know locally has been sick. And it's because, I'm telling you, this weather. People say, hey, I'll just wear my short sleeve shirt. I don't need my jacket. It's nice out today. But guess what? That winter chill is going to settle on your skin. It's going to give you a little bit of a little sniff. Then it's going to turn into a runny nose. Then you're going to get a little itchy throat. And then guess what? You're going to wake up feeling like a bag of ass. And all because you decided not to wear a freaking light jacket. Cover up yourself, guys. It's winter. I know the temperatures are crazy. It's still freaking winter. I still wear a hoodie, long pants, skull cap everywhere I go. I don't care if it's 74 degrees or not. I'm not getting sick. I was sick a couple weeks ago. I hate being sick. There's nothing worse than being sick. It's just, it drains you. You know, it's like mentally, physically, you just feel like a pile of mush. And it's no fun because you can't be around people because you don't want to get them sick. And you don't even really want to be around yourself because you're just like, oh my God, this is terrible. But just be smart, guys and gals, peeps, whatever. Just be smart. But that's all I have for that podcast with this guy for episode 3. I want to thank you for being patient and understanding with the day switch. As I said, Generations of Gaming aired on Tuesday. We had our guest on this week. It was Dak Mann from 41 Owned Gaming. So go check that out. Really, really cool episode. Talked a little bit about Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, in case there's any gamers that happen to tune in. Really good episode. Got a lot of good insight. A lot of information for you there, so go check that out. Monday night, make sure to check out Transcending the Unknown with Kevin Malone, Paranormal Talk. This past Monday's episode was pre-recorded, but it is available, so go check that out. And don't forget that last night you should have tuned in to Chalk Line of a Nation with myself, Kevin, and Mike. Political humor. We like to put our own little twist on it. We just basically like to make fun of how stupid the American thing is right now with the government and the whole political thing going on. So go check that out. But until then, keep writing in topics. I will get to those topics that people have written in, I promise you. I've been trying to do some research so that I can have some statistics and information to pass on to all of you, so that I'm giving you a little bit of factual backing instead of just my own personal take. So I'm doing a lot of research and trying to put those episodes together so that they're the best quality possible. So thank you again for tuning in to that podcast with that guy. I'm Chris, and be safe, guys. Wear jackets, be parents, and try to be drama-free. I'm going to leave you guys tonight with a very, very cool song. With the winter weather. Man, I just cannot speak tonight. I apologize. But with the winter weather the way that it's been, it's more spring-like. And even though I preached to wear a jacket, which I still think you should, I think you all need to just kind of enjoy this weather with a little jam that's really chill. So this is a good friend of the network. Very nice guy. I interviewed him on Sounds of the Streets. His name is Carl Hawk. He is from the Chicago area. He's an independent artist. And he does some really, really cool, just very folky kind of acoustic stuff. So this is his song Windjammer, and I hope you all have a great week. Enjoy. Crossroads.
children scuttle with their claws stretched. Empty pockets, cluttered mouths, restless limbs of an ash tree, swatting every crab apple aimed for the street where a scrawny traffic dodger springs, starting nimbly, dropping leaks. Cinder crackles from the rock bed, splinters burrow in a hasty step. Couple trudges in the shade of a pride, shoestring.